to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ to learn more about finance, money, success, and so on. Total Wealth Academy is a education, coaching, and consulting platform for people who want to learn how to invest in real estate to build a second stream of income to supplement or replace their earned income, their job income. And we have members join that have never owned rental real estate before. We have members join that already have 5,000 apartment units. The thing they have in common, they just want to take it to the next level. And today I want to talk about something that I saw a friend of mine, actually the audio video guy at my company, sent me a text. And it's of this guy called Future Self Money at Happy Trader. I believe he's a stock guy. But he brings up a really powerful point that I think needs to be built on. And it's, here's what he says. I've never seen a wealthy person laugh at someone for investing. But I've seen plenty of broke people laugh at someone for investing. And what this reminds me of is people going to the wrong place to get advice. You know, as harsh as what I'm about to say is, I truly believe this. As a rule, your friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. Yet, I talk to people all the time that are thinking about investing in real estate, and they're like, man, I think I should join your group. And then they come up with something like, but I talked to my friend, and he just said it's not the right time. And I just ask the question, you know, well, how much rental real estate does your friend own? None. So he's really in the same financial position you're in, and you're getting financial advice from him? Doesn't make any sense. We gave a seminar years and years ago, and this woman was sitting in the audience. She got up. She didn't enroll. And we ran into her at a bar. And we started chatting, and she's very nice. And I said, well, why didn't you enroll? Why didn't you take action? It seems like you have a lot of goals. You want more out of life. You know, you're not going to get it just working a job. Why didn't you enroll? Why aren't you going to buy some real estate? She goes, well, my friend advised me that, you know, it's just not the right time. I can't remember whether she said because it was an up market or because it was a down market. Just wasn't the right time. I go, really? Who's your friend? She points at the bartender. What the heck is going on with people? Their resources are so lean. They don't know who to count on. So they go to just somebody they know, not qualifying them, not requiring them to be qualified, and just ask that question. And you have to be careful too. A gentleman the other day told me that his CPA told him not to join our group. CPA. Okay, quick question. Is your CPA a multimillionaire entrepreneur? Oh, no. Didn't take that guy very long to go, okay, I'm joining. because he recognized that the guy giving him the advice was unqualified. See, just because people have a title, CPA, financial planner, wealth management, wealth manager, or whatever these new titles are, it doesn't mean jack. Titles mean nothing. Now, that one can irritate some people because they're like, I got a degree, I've got a title. I ain't impressed. I don't care what title you got from a university, doesn't impress me one bit. I look at results, because I know dozens, probably hundreds of people with degrees, master's degrees, you know, 14 letters after their name, and they're broke emotionally, psychologically, financially. They're just a mess. Titles mean nothing. You know, one of the worst is parent. You know what it takes to get to become a parent? Doing something that genetically we're predisposed to do. It requires nothing to become a parent. Yet there's people out there and books out there that will tell you, respect your parents. What if your parents were Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun? Should you respect them? Well, they're your parents. They've got that title. Titles mean jack. Look at the financial planner title in the United States, where the average financial planner makes $65,000 a year. People, you know, people get desperate and they hire financial planners, and they make more money than the doggone financial planner does. So you've got to look at results. Are you getting advice from people with the results that you want? Let me give you one that is with, I say this so much, without a doubt, one of the most ineffective beliefs I've ever seen. In other words, when I see it, I know this person's going to fail. And here it is. I don't make decisions, financial decisions, without talking to my spouse first. Where in the heck did anybody get the idea that that's a good idea? Is your spouse a multimillionaire entrepreneur? Are they financially independent? What are you talking about? We'll talk a little bit more about this particular stupidity when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me about anything to do with building a second stream of income with real estate, give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can fire me an email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And I was basically making fun of a married couple or significant others, whatever you want to call it, that rely on each other to make financial decisions, when neither of them are successful financially. And I've literally asked people this. I go, well, how long have you had that policy? Well, we've been married 20 years, and for 20 years we've had that policy. And you're broke. The policy doesn't work. Stop that. But people don't. It's like the dumbest. It doesn't even make sense. I got to talk to my wife. Really? She's just as broke as you are, and you're going to make decisions off of a committee-style basis when you're both broke? That's crazy. Tell you what they're doing. Neither of them wants to take responsibility. So they hide behind the other one. That's what's going on. They don't have the guts to step up and be the man or the woman of the house. See, one of the couple has to be the leader. You can't have two leaders. That means nothing's going to get done. Nothing. Because they'll just keep hiding behind. And I'm going to say this, and I'm sure I'm going to get a negative email on this. When you retire broke, are they going to blame the wife? No, they're going to blame you, bro. You. Just the way it is for now. Hopefully that will change. But for now, you retire broke, the man gets... You're guilty, man. All right, let's go. The phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV and talk. Go to the Heights and talk to Zach. I think Zach is a friend of the show. You've called before, right, Zach? Hello, Zach. Are you there? Hello, Zach.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. Good. Yeah. I spoke to you yesterday.
Okay. I thought so.
I had another quick question for you. And I don't mean to kind of. It's a broad question, so I know there's a lot of different 401k plans out there, right? IRAs, 403Bs, but just in your most standard 401k money, is it true that is there a possibility to avoid the 10% penalty and wire some of this money into these real estate deals, or are you going to have to pay the piper? I know you have to pay the taxes, is my understanding, for sure.
Well, if you pull it out, but Zach, did you know you don't have to pull the money out of the 401k to invest in real estate?
Right, but then that gets confusing because then can you live off of it?
No, then you would pull out. I see what you're asking, and this is a really well thought out question, Zach. It's, yeah, it goes back into the 401k, and then you pull the cash flow out, but you're still going to get hit with the penalty if you're under, I think it's 59 and a half. So if all your money's in a 401k.
One of the other guys on the radio show had mentioned, I think it's the Lifestyles guys were mentioning,
sure.
And it may just be different on single family or whatever, but they were like, yeah, we have vented and stuff and ways to avoid the 10% penalty. And I thought, maybe that's a specific situation or something.
The only way I know is taking a $50,000 loan and using that to buy real estate.
Okay.
That's the only way that I know, Zach.
Gotcha. I got it. Okay. So in general, if you got some money in there, expect 10% off the top, right? And then, you're going to have to pay the taxes, but the taxes are, you got to pay those one day or, one way or another. So
yes, absolutely,
okay.
Zach.
Gotcha. Okay. That answers my question. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Zach. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So we're kind of back to the, after taking the phone call, I want to head back to, golly, I know this is a brutal word, But it is stupid. There's a phrase out there, I don't know where I heard it. Anything with two heads is a serpent. And what they're talking about, if you have two people in charge, in reality, nobody's in charge. You know, I did a real estate deal with three other guys, and this was in my early career, and we were all going to take care of the property. Just whoever was free, you know, whatever went wrong with the property, whoever was free or closest or whatever would go get it, go solve the problem. Do you know we had a picket fall off the fence, and it took us probably 4 months to get somebody to go fix that picket? Because it was always the other guy's job. No, anything with two or more heads is evil. You can't. Oh, here we go. You can't be equal in every arena in a marriage. For those of you who want to curse me, my email is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. You can't have equals. Somebody's got to be the leader. Now, I'm not saying that you have a leader and a pawn. You know, there's not that a queen and a palm or a king and a pawn. But somebody's got to be the king, somebody's got to be the queen. And by the way, the king or queen does not, in this scenario, doesn't mean male or female. The female may be the leader. She may be the king. But you got to be king and queen. Somebody's got to let the other person make a doggone decision when they believe in something and they want something out of life. You know, I sat down with a brilliant couple today and I asked them to upgrade and join, and they really couldn't make a decision. They kind of looked at each other, wanting the other one to say, do it. But neither of them said, do it. So it didn't happen. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, this is a brilliant couple. They'll be back and probably do it. But they couldn't do it today because anything with two heads is evil. It's a serpent. One of them needs to be the leader. Wow, I wish I had thought to say that right when they were sitting there. Because these are, I'm telling you, in shape, handsome, beautiful, great communicators. They have assets. They have business experience. I mean, they got everything going for them. Everything. Brilliant. So, but two heads, can't get anything done. So be very, very cautious when you're out there that you are getting your advice from the right people. It's not your drinking buddy. It's not your coworker who's in the same financial position as you are. It's not with a financial planner who's probably in the same financial position that you are. It's got to be somebody that's where you're trying to go. They need to have already achieved what you're trying to achieve. And then let me read this one more time because it really touched me. I hope it touched you. I've never seen a wealthy person laugh at someone for investing, but I've seen plenty of broke people laugh at someone for investing. Friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. So be careful. And this goes for one other point. Some of you who are new members at Total Wealth Academy, and you're very kind, and you want to support Total Wealth Academy, so you tell your friends they should join Total Wealth Academy. As much as I appreciate that, don't do that. Because you could be talking to a frenemy. Does everybody know what a frenemy is? It kind of makes sense. Friend, enemy, frenemy. And what they'll do is they'll just neg you out. and tell you you shouldn't have joined there. You shouldn't be buying real estate. It's the wrong market. You know, this one I've always loved. Had a guy who was afraid of the down market, so he wouldn't invest in the down market, which is beyond my capacity to even understand. By the time he realized the market was changing, it was an up market, guess what he was afraid of? Investing in the up market. Nothing was ever right. He never got anything done. So make sure you're getting your advice from qualified people. And as Zig Ziglar says, share your give-up goals with everybody. If you're going to give up overeating, you're going to give up smoking, you're going to give up over drinking, tell everybody. That way you're embarrassed if you don't do it. But your get-up goals, such as building a second stream of income with real estate, only tell your closest, most trusted friends and relatives. That's the only people that should know. Keep it to yourself. Now, once you've done it and you got 10 houses or you got a 20-unit apartment or you're invested in a couple of 200-unit apartment complexes, then share it. But be careful. It comes across as bragging, and then you could actually alienate some of your friends. So you got to be careful when you share it. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we've been talking about, you know, making sure you get your information from the right source. And I figured I'd share with you Tony Robbins' work of the belief table, because this is how dangerous it can be. The analogy is you look at beliefs like a tabletop. I believed that rent property consumed a bunch of time. So for 3 years, I did nothing but flip and wholesale. And I refused to buy a rental property because I thought it would consume a bunch of time and I'd get back to working 60 hours a week, blah, blah, blah. What holds the tabletop up are the legs of past experience. Legs of past experience. The problem was, in this scenario, did I have any past experience running rental property? At the time, I did not. So does it make sense that my legs of past experience were not my past experience? They were referral past experience. In other words, my parents had told me, you know, rental property's hard, it's tough. I had an uncle that had 3 rent properties and lost them all to foreclosure. He told me that rent property was difficult. So the beliefs or referral past experience under my belief, none of it was mine. It had come from someone else. And here's the danger. Had my parents ever successfully owned any rent property? No. Had they ever owned any rent property at all? No. My uncle, had he owned any rent property successfully? No. He lost them all to foreclosure because he mismanaged them. He did not know what he was doing. So in this scenario, Can you see that belief that rent property consumes a bunch of time wasn't even credible? It was just foolish. I was listening to the wrong people. Then I met a guy who had 123 rent houses and vacationed a week a month out of the country. Okay? 123 rent houses. He's going on vacation every month for a week. Can you see that belief? Rent property consumes a bunch of time, getting blown out of the water. It was gone instantly. And I had a new belief. What's my new belief? Rent property gives you enough free time and money to be able to vacation once a month for a week. New belief, and look at the legs under it. They came from someone credible. Someone who had actually done it. And in life, what you want to do is challenge every belief that you have. If you have a belief that tells you you can't go build a second stream of income, where'd it come from? Who told you that? When you start asking those questions, you're going to find you either made it up to protect yourself from keep yourself from having to take action. And believe me when I say that is extremely common. People make stuff up to keep from taking action. That way they never fail. They never succeed, but they never fail. But in most cases, it comes from someone unqualified. Someone unqualified. They should not have told you that. They didn't know. You've got to get around people who are succeeding at what you're trying to do. I preach about this, but if you want to be a really good tennis player, what do? Join a tennis club. If you want to be a really good golf player, join a golf club. Basketball, whatever. You want to be a great public speaker, what do? Just jump up on stage and start talking? No, you join a club. I think they're called Toastmasters. You get around people who are doing what you're trying to do successfully, and then you build a new belief system. Because the belief system, if you're not in the financial position that you want to be in, it's because your current belief system won't let you get there. And if you continue through your life with the same belief system that's keeping you broke, guess what? You'll be broke at 65. So, when it comes to finance, when it comes to money and building a second stream of income, you want to pick a platform. And we're not the only platform in town. Pick one where you feel comfortable. Get in there. I'm telling you, when you surround yourself with successful people, it raises your expectations for yourself. And that's all it takes to succeed. Because you already have everything you need. You're smart enough. You're hardworking enough. You're brilliant. You've got it. It's just being wasted on ineffective things. So I think that's all the points. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. So just make sure that question any negative belief that you have. Anything that is holding you back, question, where did that come from? And if you can't figure out where it came from, get rid of it. Just ignore it, because it's probably one that you made up to protect yourself, to keep from failing, which of course keeps you from succeeding. Rebuild that belief. And by the way, if you want to study that material from Tony Robbins, the book is Awaken the Giant Within. Awaken the Giant Within. His belief table changed my life. Once I realized that every belief I had about money had come from people unqualified to give it to me. Not stupid, not lazy, not dumb. They just didn't know. You know, that's why at the beginning of the show, I try to remember to say, all we're doing is teaching what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. Not that they don't want to. They just can't. They've never done it. You got to surround yourself with like-minded, intelligent, successful people if you're ever going to get there. Sure, I know there's that crazy story where somebody does it all by themselves. I just got to tell you, I have never met a self-made millionaire. And I know hundreds of millionaires. I have two billionaires in my phone. You got to know these people. You got to be around them. So pick a platform, pick a club, join a club that helps you build wealth, and just do it. Just get out there and start doing it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is a question to build on Zach's question from earlier. Good Lord. This guy's got $400,000 in a 401. He's no longer with that company, so he controls it. You know, the answer to this comes down to the next sentence. Currently at a job you love. Your current job pays all your bills and then some. Yeah, okay. This one's pretty easy, Jeff. In your case, based on your age, I'm just adding 22 and 25, so I'm assuming you're about 47, maybe 50. So you've only got 9 years before you can pull the money out without penalty. What I would do is I'd join a platform like Total Wealth Academy and do $100,000 in a multifamily, $100,000 into a self-storage, maybe another $100,000 in another apartment, another $100,000. I'd take the $400,000, break it into four pieces, and get into four passive deals. Then let all that profit go right back into that 401k tax deferred and not start taking it till you're 59 and a half. Or if you become unhappy with your job sooner than that and quit, you may need to do it. But that's the strategy I would use, Jeff. All right. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're answering listener emails right now, but the phone lines are open as well. If you've got a question for me, give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And you're welcome to call me with any belief that you have that you're kind of questioning, and I'll share with you what I learned, because believe me, I had every bad belief that there was. You know, I grew up in a poor middle class home, a mobile home, and you just can't imagine some of the beliefs I had. Some of them are hard to even put into words. It's just a different way of thinking about finances compared to what the poor and middle class are teaching their kids. And it's really sad. All right, let's go to the email. Email is open to you right now. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is from Anira, and she's talking about, it looks, yeah, she's looking for smaller apartment complexes in Houston and Austin. Just patrolling, I can tell you this, these little apartments are mom and pop owned and run. And the way that I found them was I had a team of about close to 30 different real estate agents. And one of them, a guy named Kelly Moot, he literally walked the streets. He went up and down. Anytime he saw a little 20-unit apartment, he'd stop, knock on the door, find out how they were doing. And interestingly enough, all of them are doing terrible because they haven't taken courses. They don't know what they're doing. And once in a while, one of them would have a reasonable price. Once in a while. See, ignorant, uneducated property owners almost always overprice their property. It's very seldom that they underprice it. You know, that does occur, but usually they're just dumb. Oh, this is worth this. But once in a while, it would work. So the way that I did it, Nira, is I had multiple real estate agents that knew what I was looking for, and they went out and found them. You could do that yourself as well. Make sure you're safe, but you could do that as well. Find the area of town you want to be in, drive through the neighborhoods, find all the little apartments, stop, knock on the door, get the name of the owner, and reach out to them. But the idea that you're going to do this all online is just not going to be very effective. It's not going to be very effective. And yeah, you don't have to be an agent or broker to do what I described as long as you're buying it for yourself. You only have to be an agent or broker to sell other people's real estate to other people. Okay, hope that helps, Nira. And by the way, don't get discouraged. Hope nothing I said was discouraging. Just be diligent. Don't give up. You'll find it. Okay, let's go to the next email. Email's open at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, Nathan, this is a question about screening. I use tenanttracker.com for my credit and criminal reports. I think it's about $24 to pull them. That covers both of them. Then I talk to the present landlord, and this is important, Nathan, a previous landlord as well. The reason for that is that a present landlord might be lying to you. They might say, look, I got this horrible tenant. They never pay on time. They beat up the property. You call up and go, yeah, I'm thinking of letting your tenants move into my property. How are they? Oh, they're great. I love them. I'm going to miss them. When in reality, he's just trying to get rid of them. So make sure you talk to the present landlord and a previous landlord, and talk to the present employer to verify income and likelihood of continued employment. That's a question that a lot of people miss. Now, not every HR company will answer that, but some of them will. I never base my decision off of that nice little tidbit, but I do like to know. Verify income. Income, Nathan, should be 3 times the rent, minimum of 3 times the rent. That's gross pay, should be 3 times the rent. If they're self-employed, you want to get 2 years of tax returns and the trailing 12 months bank statements to see their deposits. Now, that can be a pain, getting the 2 years of tax returns, because a lot of people that are self-employed don't do taxes. Crazy. So I will lease to someone who has 12 months of bank records, and I can see their deposits. I know they make enough money, but I generally get a double deposit. If the deposit is $1,800, I'm going to get a $3,600 deposit. But if they pay on time for a year, I give them back the additional deposit, $1,800. Let's see. Your next question. Oh, no, that's just a kind word. Okay, thank you for the kind words. And I think that's it, Nathan. Thank you so much for the email. Keep them coming. Again, everybody, if you've got a question for me, you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Or give me a call right now. We got about 4 minutes left. So you need to call right now. It'd be 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's see the next question. Jenny, this is funny. She just got a request from one of her tenants to change a burned out light bulb. Oh, I see. It was a fluorescent, a linear fluorescent, and they didn't know how to do it. So you walked them through it. Yeah, wow. Listen, Jenny, make sure that you have a $50 or $75 trip fee in your lease. So, okay, I'll come change that light bulb. That'll be $75 plus the cost of the light bulb. Boom. You will not get stupid phone calls anymore. But you got to have that in your lease. So make sure that's part of your lease next time, Jenny. And you shouldn't get dumb phone calls. This person just sounds like they're just didn't know how. Like you said, and that was very kind of you, they just didn't know how to do a fluorescent light, so it was kind of you to help them. But eliminating dumb phone calls like, oh, my toilet's clogged, my sink's clogged, those are not your problem as the owner. That's their problem. Make sure you've got $250 deductible on any repair. That's everything except AC and water heater. AC and water heater, you're 100% responsible for. But anything else, the first $250 of any repair is the responsibility of the tenant. And then put that $50 or $75 trip charge, depending on how far away you are. And that will eliminate those stupid phone calls. Okay. All right. Email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay. This next one comes from an anonymous. Thank you for the kind words in the first paragraph, but, oh, man. Okay. This is, I appreciate you sharing this with me. But this is pretty private. I will tell you this. I have dealt with this before with people with this situation, and I have a solution for you. But I'll share that with you after the radio show. And I appreciate you having the courage to ask this. For those of you wondering what the subject is, it's just, in my opinion, it's abuse. This person was abused as a child. Not physically, but mentally. And I do have some books you can read and some things you can do to get past that. Okay. I appreciate everybody listening. Hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable that you can use. Take care. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.